Hey, howdy, and happy day. The homosexual movement, it continues to pick up steam all of the time. Let's have a month for pride this and parades and so many other things. It kind of makes me crazy. But here's a professional baseball team in Pennsylvania. They forfeited a game. They said, we're not going to play. We're not going to wear this homosexual sweater. We're just not going to do that. Have a nice day. And isn't that interesting? The theme jerseys, they're away. Hey. Now, California businesses, now they have to go through a gay certification process to remove, or to receive rather, special contracts designed for gay-owned companies. Are you with me? It's not about, I don't know, the best company or the best price. It's about what color are you, and are you a transgender? They're included in this as well. Are you gay? And you have to prove that you're gay, okay? This process is for, doesn't exist for voters, particularly in California. I mean, you can vote if you're a dead animal, I guess. But to get a job, you have to prove that you're gay. There's 13 options in the paperwork to click off and say, I'm gay, blah, blah, blah. That's what you have to do, okay? Pretty bizarre. And the contractors now, they're pressured, and the businesses are pressured to hire contractors that are homosexual. Really? You have to do that? Yes, you do. You do, or else you're going to be in trouble. That's the Democrat governor and his gang of goofs, and that's what's going on. And in Canada, they just recently passed a law. It's now a law, apparently, and it's a bill that criminalizes parts of the Bible because they say bad things about homosexuals, and how dare you do that? So we're going to change the Bible now? Let's have a homosexual write the Bible? A liberal homosexual that's black. Why don't we do that and see where we end up? I mean, really? I gotta say. And the government goes on to say, we don't want to hurt people's feelings in a hateful way. You might get a lot of people maybe hating you because that's kind of not the norm. You know, what about the rest of the people? You're dealing with this many, and the percentage, of course, is almost 90 some odd high percent about straight normal people. Cha cha. Now, here's from the bad and the weird file. We got bad and we got weird. And the left somehow embraces this. Maybe they think it causes employment or something for law enforcement and judges and lawyers. I mean, who knows? But here's the first one. There's a camp counselor. He's been arrested from sexually abusing an 11-year-old camper, so he's got some therapy now to make sure that, you know, he's normal. Duh, there's an 11-year-old. He's 27. It ain't normal. It's a terrible thing. Second one, we have a 32-year-old person. She's a former Florida Department of Juvenile Justice employee. She was terminated a couple of years ago, but her files and her passwords and her codes, they remain active. So she continued to go online, and in more than 100 proven cases, she found out when drug dealers are going to be arrested, and she passed the information on to the drug dealers and made money, probably. Well, and now you have this. I guess this is the winner. I mean, for weird, it's more than weird. It's just totally disgusting. There's a man, a convicted illegal immigrant, okay? That's his resume kind of going into this. And he was on the subway in New York City, and he sexually violated the body of a dead man for 30 minutes. You can't even make this stuff up. I mean, it's so disgusting. But they're out there, and they're walking around, and this guy shouldn't have been in the country anyway. Now what's going to happen to him? Capital punishment, that would be kind of good. You know, in Canada, capital punishment was removed, I think it was 1972, and the Liberals, they all got together and had their little group hug and said, they need help, we'll take them cookies, we don't want to put them down. I remember the last hanging, and it was in Fort Saskatchewan. Had the guy's name there, and it's gone, and he murdered his family of 6 or 7 people. And since then, they say, let's hug people instead. However, it used to be upwards to 80% of Canadians were in favor of capital punishment, but 90% of the elected politicians were not in favor of it, so who cares what the people want? Today, they say it's up to 60%, and 65%, the highest numbers in Alberta. But let's drill down on that. I mean, that's going out and talking to people and saying, would you like capital punishment where we kill people and hang them and shoot them? Boom, boomity, boom, boom. And 60% of people have said yes. That's the wrong question. The question should be, are you in favor of having the right to impose capital punishment by way of a jury? I did that years ago. I hired a pollster, we went out and did that, and it was 92%, because it's different. Now you don't see blood and guts all over the place. You have the right, whereas right now the judge has the right, and he's always wrong because he's left. And so you need to have the right to do that. So reframe the question, you get a better and different answer, but the answer is still kind of the same. People are in favor of it. Bad guys, put them down. Boomity boom, you gotta do something. That's what the people want. Oh, politicians don't, because they don't care what anybody likes. They just don't care. Trump, I'm amused by Trump for some things. He likes gold. Hey, look what he's done in the White House. He's got gold everywhere. The next person who's president, I wonder what he'll do with all the gold. I leave it there. The price of gold's going up. So you've got a more expensive place to hang out in. I mean, he does make me dizzy a little bit with some things, but particularly with tariffs the war in Iran makes me dizzy because the mind is always getting changed. But that's circumstances, and I'm a Trump supporter, so I'll stay being dizzy, and I'm okay with that. Now, Canada, you have a former Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who's kind of a piece of work. You know how he got to be leader of a free country? Well, I know, it's not free anymore, that's why. But when he was Prime Minister, and even after, he made speeches to his subjects, to the peons, and he, don't go to the United States of America, they're bad, they got all the tariffs and different things, and don't go, they don't go to Florida, don't go to Southern California, don't go to Arizona. He had a list. Don't drink their bourbon. He said that as well. Guess what? He's in the USA now with his girlfriend, kind of living there, drinking bourbon. What a hypocrite. Oh, but that's okay because he's left, and that ain't right. Hey, see ya.